Welcome to Podfic a Week, the podcast of fanfiction audiobooks. This week's fanfiction is a character study looking at Law's complicated feelings about the Straw Hat Pirates. This is Loud by Your Wax Snatched. Loud. It was very loud, but in a strange way, almost pleasantly loud. Back on his polar tang, in the cold, bare metal walls, it was often quiet. During meals or meetings, it was nice chatter. The occasional laugh or giggle rose from the crew. They had fun, making jokes and teasing each other, and Law secretly enjoyed watching them. He was focused on medicine and being the dreaded surgeon of death the New World feared, but lively conversation with his crew didn't really bother him, and often was a nice stress relief and an escape from his work. Now, on the other hand, the Straw Hats were really something else. This, Law learned quickly. Their captain was the worst one, and most likely the main source of wildness in their crew. Rambunctious, reckless, and idiotic were adjectives that fit Straw Hat Luffy, captain of the Straw Hat Pirates. Law was not a fanatic of people like Luffy, and knew no one like him. But the thing was, aside from the chaotic traits of the young pirate, there was something else. Sure, you could say that Luffy was just chaotic and strong, but you wouldn't be entirely correct. With the time Law had spent alongside the young pirate, he learned something else. Luffy was strong, sure. Very strong, even. Strong physically, yes. Also, probably one of the strongest people in the world, but strong in another way. He had incomparable willpower and was insanely determined and stubborn. Though, Law had to admit, Luffy's obstinacy often came in handy, as often as Luffy failed to go along with a plan. His sense of justice propelled him forward, doing whatever he liked for whomever he liked, going as far as to defeat rulers of nations for friends multiple times. When Law first heard of Luffy, his chaotic idiocy was the first thing that stood out to him. And when he punched a celestial dragon in Shibodi, it left Law in awe. How could a person be so stupid as to punch a celestial dragon? As Law later saw, Luffy did it for a friend, a young mermaid who was being bought by the celestial dragon at the auction. Once again, Law was in awe. Straw Hat Luffy was truly someone incredible. And after that day, whenever anything was heard about Luffy doing something insane, Law would sit and stare at the newspaper for hours. D. The fated D. The day Law saw the D in Luffy's name, he nearly went mental. The D that Corazon had talked about and feared, having Law hide it. The D that Doflamingo hated so much. Straw Hat Monkey D. Luffy had a D in his name. Just like Trafalgar D. Water Law. It made sense. The whole world knew about him, and everyone other than those he helped hated him, because it was fate, or so Law thought. Again, Law was impressed by Luffy at the Shibodi Archipelago. But it was then that he realized. It wasn't because Luffy had the D that Luffy was so amazing. It was because Luffy was so amazing that he had the D. Again, Luffy wasn't incredible by fate. Luffy was given the D because fate saw he was incredible. Fate was just doing its thing and saw Luffy, a bright, shining light, someone who could change the world, and decided to give that rubber bastard a D in his name. It clicked in Law's brain when the fist of a boy met the face of a man with one of the world's highest positions, the position of a god. Luffy just was. Nothing made Luffy Luffy. Luffy is just Luffy. It made his friends cherish him, his equals respect him, and the world stare at him in open-mouthed bewilderment. And Law?
Boy.
A voice brought him out of his thoughts. A yellow straw hat with a red band was seen in the corner of his eye. Law turned to see Luffy grinning at him from his place above the table.
Oi, Torao, come on, aren't you going to eat anything? There's plenty.
Franky pitched in, his crazy new blue hairstyle flailing about. Yeah, but Luffy'll super eat it all before you even get a whiff of food. Sanji came up behind Luffy, placing a plate in front of Robin and Nami. If you eat our guests' food, I won't make you breakfast tomorrow. No one goes hungry. The blonde ignored Luffy's pouty denials and turned towards the ladies. Nami-san, Robin-chan, here's your food. Anything else? Law watched as the cook straightened his back and continued passing out plates full of food, and when he was done, trays of extra servings in the middle of the table. He looked over at Law with a smile.
Come, Toro. You said you don't like bread, right? Don't worry. I won't give you anything you don't like. Everything is absolutely delicious, I can promise you.
Law slowly got up from the couch, brushing off his clothes, though they were already perfectly clean. It was a sort of reassuring habit he'd picked up over time. He took a seat at their table, across from Luffy, who was joking with Usopp and Chopper. All three of their mouths full, laughing at Zoro, who was fast asleep at the bar with a bottle of beer in his hand, face on the counter. And they all began cheering, except Zoro, who was still asleep, as Brook stood up with his violin in hand and began dragging the bow across the neck of the string instrument, creating a jolly melody. Sanji brought a plate over to Law, then made a round to make sure no one was running out of food. The Straw Hat's crew sang along to Brook's tune, and Law simply observed.
Toro, would you like some onigiri?
Robin asked him, beckoning towards the tray of rice balls. Law brightened a little. He loved onigiri.
Yes, please.
She picked up the tray and held it as Law set a few on his plate. As Robin put the tray back in its place, Law turned back towards the music.
Thank you, Nikoya, she smiled. You're welcome.
They both sat and ate, enjoying the party in front of them.
They're all lively, aren't they?
The archaeologist giggled.
Oh yes, always.
Luffy jumped around, food in his hands and food in his mouth, bits of partially chewed meat spewing from his lips as he bellowed out lyrics to Brook's songs. Law couldn't keep in a slight chuckle. Truly, he was incredible. Luffy came off as dumb and weak, which was often the flawed judgment that brought Luffy's opponents to their downfall. Luffy was definitely not weak, but he definitely was dumb. Suddenly, an arm stretched around Law's thin waist, yanking him up from his seat. The arm quickly returned to its owner, bringing Law with it. Luffy shot Law a grin, laughing as the older pirate rolled his eyes, grumbling,
Mugiwara ya.
As Law was held tightly to Luffy's side, spinning and running around, he decided he didn't mind being pushed or pulled around by Luffy. Okay, maybe a little. But as he watched Luffy dance and enjoy himself, Law was reminded of how barren his own life was. He never had any fun, or let his crew fool around like the Straw Hats did. Who knows? Maybe this was a sign for him to free them up a little. And maybe with Luffy, he'd have a bit more color brought into the metaphorical, cold, barren metal walls of his soul. Law nibbled on his rice ball. He wouldn't mind that. He wouldn't mind that at all. His heart and mind had been very quiet up till now. And this room, full of dancing and laughing, it was loud. It was very loud. But in a strange way, pleasantly loud. The end. This has been Loud by Your Wax Snatched. If you're interested in your own podfic, head on over to zipcodeman.name/submit to submit your fic. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you back here next week for the next Podfic a Week.